Welcome to the Marty Sheargold Show Catch-Up. For Our Van RV, Serenity Caravans has a new family caravan for every budget. Go to ourvanrv.com.au for all your caravan parts and accessories.
From the Triple M Studios.
Wait for it.
This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Here we go.
G'day, Shixi.
What's on the front page, the back page, and page...
Ooh.
Nope, we're in the newsroom. Everyone relax.
There it is.
There is some stress and pressure, but we're going to be fine. We've got a deadline. What about this story from the Mornington Peninsula? Massive shark in Mornington.
Mornington or Mornington Peninsula?
Still tricky. Well, I assume the peninsula.
Yeah, further down.
I still get triggered by this music.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Chuck Westbrook had his 10th birthday.
Yeah.
When we were kids.
Yeah.
We went to Chuck's house and he had a VHS, which no one had.
Yeah.
It even had a cord to the remote control.
Oh, yes. I had one of those.
It was his 10th yes. birthday. And we all sat in his living room and watched Jaws. And we were like, holy hell.
I'm never going in the water again.
I was so frightened. You're going to need a bigger boat.
Yes. Watched that movie about 100 times.
I know. Remember when you used to have to wait for a movie to come out on VHS?
That's right, yes.
Not like now.
No.
You can see movies before they come out
now. That's exactly right.
Don't worry about that. It doesn't matter. It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't even matter.
Astonishing footage has emerged of a shark hunting down a seal near a popular swimming spot off Mornington Peninsula.
Yes, in Mornington Peninsula.
Where the beautiful people are.
Yeah. Was it in Sorrento? I think it might have been.
Was it? Wow. This just feels right, doesn't it? I wonder if Sally likes this one. Shut up, Sal.
Oh, she's calling again.
Just great to wake up with Tina.
Oh, yeah.
A group of mates enjoying a day on a boat filmed the encounter with a bronze whaler. Not a shark that you often sort of find yourself talking about. It was violently thrashing around just metres away from them off Portsea. It was Portsea.
Portsea, of course. Well, close enough
that's
to Sorrento.
Yeah, the sweet right. Portsea man.
Any excuse.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
We've got a couple of grabs of the guys on the boat.
Yeah, here it is. Right here. If it will play, which it probably will eventually.
What's wrong?
Oh, my God. Stop. This is chasing a seal. Oh, my God. What is this? Holy moly. Oh, my God. This is crazy. It's right under the car. It's over here now. Oh, my God. That's massive. Holy. It's right there. What is this? Oh, my God. It's chasing a seal.
It's chasing a seal.
Chasing a seal.
Boys were pretty pumped.
Yeah.
Bronze whalers. Here's a little bit of trivia. Also known as copper sharks. I never knew that.
No.
They aren't usually a threat to humans. In fact, there's only been one fatal attack.
Oh, I thought they were aggressive, the bronze whaler.
No. One fatal attack at Bunker Bay off WA's coast in 2011.
I wouldn't test the theory, though.
No. WA.
Yeah.
Discuss.
Well, I'm never going for a swim in Western Australia.
Mate, seems, you know, as an eastern states person,
yes.
It seems as though there's a lot of sharks in WA.
It does, yeah.
And northern New South Wales.
Yeah. Yeah, around Byron Bay. There's
yeah,
always
around
a lot
that
around Ballon Byron.
And Lennox Head sort of area.
Yeah, Gold Coast, just near, just south of the Gold Coast there. Currumbin Sanctuary, or all around that area.
Mm, beautiful. We've just taken a trip up the East Coast. I feel like I've had a holiday.
What's on the back page?
Back page. What's making news there?
Some sport news. Bernard Tomic will head to the Australian Open without any match practice after a last-minute withdrawal from the Murray River Open. And we've just been chatting why it's called the Murray River Open.
I believe it's a new tournament that has been set up.
Yeah, I've never heard of it, Will.
Yeah, it looks like it hasn't taken place before.
No.
All right.
It's not in Albury.
No.
Or the Dong.
No, it's
not in Wangaratta.
It looks like it's just going to be at the Australian Open.
They've just bought the naming rights, whoever the Murray River people are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big Echuca guys.
It doesn't seem to make sense, does it?
Paddle boat guys.
Yeah. What's going on there, though?
Houseboat guys.
They do houseboats really well.
You can putt up the Murray River, mate, and have one of the great three-day weekends of your life.
Absolutely.
Just lounging and drinking.
I spent some of my uni days on the Murray doing just that.
Did you?
Southern 80. It's a big boat race.
Mm. Right, okay.
Along there.
What sort of boats?
Fast boats.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really fast boats.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Tomek's pulled out. He was scheduled to step onto Margaret Court Arena. Boo. For his first round clash with Aussie Mark Polmans. Oh, the Polman. Tomek told Melbourne Summer Series officials he would not be competing. He's reported to have pulled out with a knee injury. However, this is the bit that everyone finds confusing with Bernard Tomek, and what we'll never understand about him is that just before it, he's posted a video of himself playing basketball. At the hotel. Oh, he's a hard guy to like.
Yeah. What is that all about?
Like, if you pull out of a tournament
where
sponsors are relying on names like yours to turn a buck, and then you post a video of yourself shooting hoops at the hotel, that is dickish behaviour.
Just don't post on social media. Just leave it alone. Avoid it if you're going to do something like that.
I mean, I just... Put Bernard, come on, switch on.
Yes. What is on page three?
COVID vaccine is the headline here. We're a bit COVIDed out.
Oh, yeah.
We're not going to dwell on this, but it's worth touching on it. Doctors have outlined a nightmare scenario of never-ending pandemic if political leaders fail to vaccinate the entire world. The entire world.
Okay, this is going to take a while.
Seems ambitious, doesn't it?
Yeah.
European countries squabble to secure COVID-19 vaccines. Experts have warned that any move to stockpile could create more mutant strains. See, the mutant strains pop up and they don't know if the vaccine's going to be able to sort of keep pace with the actual disease.
Well, it hasn't been tested enough yet. It's so new.
It means that even if Australia achieves herd immunity, one of the great phrases, herd immunity.
Yes.
Never entered my mind, herd immunity.
No, until about 12 months ago.
Yeah. Now I'm all for herd immunity.
Yeah, for sure.
The failure to vaccinate our region and the world could create new and virulent strains, render our vaccines ineffective. Wouldn't that be a disaster?
Oh, yeah.
We all go out and get vaccinated and then 3 months later it starts popping up again. Oh, it's mutated.
Yeah.
Oh, now you're going to have another vaccine. So, well, when do the vaccines end?
Yeah.
How many of Bill Gates's Microsoft chips can I have in me?
I reckon.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, who's listening to my thoughts with
a lot of these
vaccines?
Yeah. I can't wait. I'll have it as soon as I can.
Are you?
Yeah.
Well, you're happy to talk about the fact that you had COVID.
I did. Yeah, I had it. It wasn't an enjoyable experience.
And
last year.
It was rough for you, wasn't it?
Awful. I had it for a few weeks.
We were in touch at that stage for various reasons.
Yeah. Talking about hard-boiled eggs, what we have for breakfast.
Just chatting through life.
Yes.
What was the worst part of it for you?
It was the
fatigue.
I couldn't sleep with it as well. I didn't have the breathing difficulties. That's the only thing I didn't
because
have.
Because you're fit, probably.
Yeah. Yeah. I was as fit as I'd ever been before I got sick. No underlying health issues, and I got it. So, and I was doing, pretty much everything I thought right.
And so there was the fatigue combined. Is it a nausea or a
nausea? Yeah. I lost 7 kilos in about 10 days.
Jesus.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind having it.
It's like, how do I get COVID?
Yeah.
No,
what should I do
not
to do that?
Want it. You
I'm
do not
joking.
Want
it. I don't want it.
Get
yes, I do.
Thanks for listening to the Marty Shigold Show catch-up. For Al Van RV, Serenity Caravans has a new family caravan for every budget. Go to alvanrv.com.au for all your caravan parts and accessories.